So a Japanese company has introduced a new service known as silence taxis. I think the name is self-explanatory. So basically, you go in this taxi, you don't need to talk to the driver. He Yang is someone who likes to share, who likes to communicate with human beings. I've had my share of heart-to-heart
Nom
chat.
nom nom nom.
Aw, that's so much better than that, I promise you, with taxi drivers. But I know some people probably just want to put on their headphones and hide in the back seat, don't want to speak to the taxi driver. Anyhow, let's talk about this new service that has been invented by the Japanese.
Of course. So, like you said, if you do want to talk to these taxi drivers, actually, you can. You just have to start the conversation. Because in the silent taxis, the drivers are not allowed to start a conversation unless it's they're confirming the routes or notifying them in event of an emergency. And this kind of cabs has been introduced in Japan for more than 2 weeks. The company is thinking about expand the silent fleet to more taxis. And when seeing this, I feel like this is not towards those who can wear a headphone and sit back in the seat to giving the vibe that I do not want to talk. Mind your own business. Don't talk to me. It's for those guys who look nice and friendly, and when they're getting the cab, maybe they want to mind their own business. But even when a taxi driver, a complete stranger, started a conversation with you, you feel obligated to interact with him. And this cab, this silent cab, this special service feels like it's designed for them.
So like you said, like they'll greet you, hello, where do you need to go? And notify you, I guess, if there's an emergency. Oh my God, look over there. Okay, never mind, we're good. And then you're driving, right? And other than this conversation, I'm just imagining myself, just thinking I'm getting a taxi, probably ignoring the big shh sign on top of the taxi, maybe saying it's a silent taxi. I don't know how they're advertising. But basically, I would think this guy's being rude, I'm just like, why doesn't he want to talk to me? If I was fluent in Japanese, maybe. But anyways, looking at this, basically it makes sense because there's people out there, and we call them introverts, and introverts do not hate small talk because they dislike people. They hate small talk because they hate the barrier it creates between people. So, frequently we talk about understanding and these kind of things on this show. There's people out there that honestly, it is very painful, or it takes a lot of work for them to have just a small casual conversation. For them, conversation is something very different. Maybe something you have with someone you really know, this kind of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. But maybe sometimes you just want an outlet. And this is a stranger. You'll never see him or her again. And I feel my secrets are probably safest with a person like that.
So basically, you're saying that when you get in a taxi, this guy is unknowingly becoming like
My
your
confidant.
girlfriend. You're like, oh my God, and he's like, dude, oh God, presses the pedal to the metal. He's like, we gotta get there quick.
Well, you don't know my taxi driver, although I've only seen him once, and I should not be claiming property. But yes, I think it's really strange. Of course, everybody has your different personality, but I think it's weirdly comforting, confiding with a person that you will never see again. And if that person shows you kindness, it's actually really sweet. Okay,
So are
this
you
is
condoning like taxi cab psychiatry right now? Or are you just getting a taxi and you're like, hey, I just want to, can you take me here? I don't really need to go there. I just need to talk about my problems.
Well, there isn't a formality, but sometimes it happens that way.
I
This
gotcha.
happened to me a while ago. I remember I went through some really rocky relationship problem and feeling really sad and just very emotional. And yeah, so I remember getting into a taxi. It was kind of late. Yeah, just felt like crying, felt like really sad. You know, not everything is happy in life for anyone. And so I remember going into the taxi, and I had my hoodie on, I had my earphones on, and I didn't really know where to let out that sadness. Mm-hmm. And I have already talked to my friends, and mm-hmm. I think they probably already are kind of fed up with me talking to them about my emotional problems. And so I was just thinking about all this stuff and not being the usual cheerful self. And then that 老大爷, that older guy in Beijing guy in the taxi driver's seat, so he asked me, like, 姑娘你怎么了? So girl, what happened to you?
That's very Beijing.
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of embarrassing to admit. I just started crying. And the guy was a little nervous, I guess, and he kept on asking me what, and I was like, just boys' problems. Yeah.
Sorry, I laughed. This shouldn't be a moment to laugh.
That's okay. And then the guy he just kept on consoling me and comforting me, and and I remember he was like very hesitant in saying, "Oh, I feel so bad. I don't have a tissue box right now."
Aww.
And then he was like, "Girl, whoever, whatever, he's the B word, boy out there, he doesn't deserve tears like this mm-hmm. ever."
Aww.
And that journey was like 30 minutes. I don't know how long that he talked, but he did keep me company, or maybe he was forced to keep me company. But it was really sweet, and I felt like I was able to unload all that emotional crap in that taxi. And I remember when I got out of the taxi, my face was all red, makeup all messed up, and I was like, thank you so much, older guy.
Oh my God, this is how you return that nice treatment?
No, I mean, actually, you know, I was like, you're a very, very sweet man. Thank you so much for that. And that guy, he just comforted me, and he watched me to get into my building.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that just forever gives me this very sweet impression of the Beijing taxi drivers and the strangers that are so kind to give you a little bit of comfort when that's very much needed.
Yeah, do you have this guy's number? Because I got some stuff I need to get off my chest. But
he's mine. I'm not sharing him with you.
God, that does sound like a magical, like, honestly, a very magical experience.
Yes.
And that's really cool, you know? But there's definitely, I guess, you know, these kinds of people that when they do get in a taxi, it could even be maybe the taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, I've had these friends that, you know, like, even just leaving their house sometimes, like really, just leaving their house for someone talking to them terrifies them.
Yes.
This kind of thing. And this is what we call introverts. And I don't think a lot of people maybe understand this off the cusp, but apparently maybe in Japan, you know, there's enough of these kinds of people, and maybe there's enough of these kinds of people everywhere, but especially in Japan, that just really probably appreciate this understanding too. You know, that's a nice experience that you had, but maybe for these people, they just, you know, they don't even want to talk, let alone about their problems, right? So, you know, it's nice to be able to get into maybe a car, get this service, and know you can just sit there in silence and not have to talk. Because, you know, I even sometimes when I get in a taxi, I feel like I have to talk to the guy, especially if it's in the States, because, you know, we're speaking the same language and it's like we're in the same car together. Should I say what's up? You know, something like that. But at the same time, in my mind, I'm like, we're not necessarily, you know, friends, close or whatever. I'm paying him to do this service for me. And, you know, maybe it's maybe it's just easier not to become friends because I'm not going to see you again. I'm not, you know, this conversation will have been for naught. And though it has this anonymousness to it because you will never see that person again, and you can have these kind of beautiful experiences like Hyeong had just described, at the same time, there are these people that say, what's the point? And maybe these are these introverts that are using this kind of taxi.
Or, like me, in a not really good mood, in a really
oh boy,
long,
watch out.
In a really long ride, and I will put myself together and make that first little small talk. But what if I have to be in the car for another hour? If I start, should I just continue and talk with the driver for an hour? I mean, making small talk, the beautiful thing about small talk is it's small. Maybe if I trapped in an elevator with a coworker that I don't really know that much, we make small talks like, how are you? It's a beautiful day. And after 1 or 2 minutes, we got out of the elevator and we say goodbye politely. But when it's in a cab, especially when it's a long ride, I mean, I have no problem talking with these guys and I can be a talkative person, especially when I'm in a good mood. I can listen to him and say really nice words to him, encourage him to go on. But if it's an hour, wow, it's the awkward silence is not comfortable. And if I feel this way, I'm pretty sure some people who don't really know how to do small talks will feel even worse. And this is a very nice and sweet service they are providing these people because at the end of the day, drivers, or let's say taxi drivers, is a service industry. You want people to like your service, to come back again. So being very thinking about others' need is sort of the priority of a service industry. And I think this is a good example of thinking about what the other party needs instead of what you want.
Yeah, let's talk maybe about, you know, in our research here, we looked up maybe some of the reasons why introverts despise small talk. And so number one here is small talk forces you to water down your personality. Basically, you know, when you're talking to someone at first time you're meeting someone, you're not going to be yourself, you know? You don't want to reveal who you are yet. You know, it's like your poker face. I don't know this person. I'm just going to ask the general questions. So you're not really having a real conversation. You're just kind of doing that social etiquette thing, right? Hey, how are you? Oh, what do you do? Where are you from? These kind of questions. Small talk makes you feel trapped. Maybe, you know, if you're in that taxi cab for an hour, that's a long conversation maybe you don't want to have. Small talk sometimes feels unnatural, maybe forced, not genuine. Small talk comes along with dumb pressure to make a complete stranger feel comfortable. So a lot of times, like I said, maybe when you're in that elevator or a taxi cab, you want to make someone feel comfortable, like you're not a crazy person. So you talk to them and you know, try to make them feel comfortable with comforting questions. Conversation can be very comforting. Small talk forces you to read other people's boundaries. So, you know, at certain points, you know, like, oh, how is your family? And you're like, I don't have a family. That's really awkward point, you know? You don't want to hit that point. Sometimes not asking a question is a good way to handle the situation. Small talk can just be really awkward because maybe in this kind of situation, you're paying for a service. You're saying, how you doing? Where are you from? This guy might be thinking, does this guy even really care or does he just feel uncomfortable? I mean,
the latter, and don't make you feel uncomfortable either. So join in with the small talk.
Yes. Oh, okay. All that being said, I'm not actually totally against talking with the drivers in a cab. Well, not only because the very beautiful story Hyeong shared with us, but also when I was doing a little research about this topic, actually, I've seen netizens, a lot of netizens sharing their own very own beautiful stories about a complete stranger, a complete strange taxi driver. And it can be very personal and there will be like gift exchange. There will be free of charge kind of situation. I think it's because Chinese people can sometimes be overly friendly, but in a good way. So if you do want to make that small talk, just go ahead and go for it. It can give you a good memory.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting when you look at the different types of services that's provided, it reflects the difference in customer type, I suppose. So the most important thing for anybody who's working in the service industry, including the 老大爷, that was the older guy, my man, who was driving the taxi, who comforted me. I wish I can say thank you so much, you know, Mr. Lee out there.
If you're listening, she's very thankful.
I am forever grateful for that. So the most important thing for anybody working in a service industry is to read the room. More importantly, read your customer. So know what their demand, their need is, so you can shut up if your customer wants that, or be a little bit more talkative if you've got a sad girl maybe at the backseat of that taxi driver, taxi cab. You're listening to Round Table with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.